This is Table Talk, the podcast of Roundtable the Netherlands. And this is the first time we will do it in English. So hopefully you can understand us here as good as possible. I'm here with the same guest as last podcast, Joost van Velsen, CEO Secretary. And Rutger Siersma, former PRO of Roundtable the Netherlands.
Goedenavond.
good evening. And my name is Colin Meijer. I'm the PRO of Roundtable the Netherlands. So guys, a quick introduction. Of course, I don't think many English speakers have listened to the Dutch version of episode 3. Who are you? Where are you from? Why are you here?
My name is Rutger Siersma. I'm from the Netherlands, the little village of Huizen. It means houses. And I'm a husband of Michelle, two beautiful daughters, Rosalie and Eline, but I'm also a wine guy. I import wine. I have two wine shops, wine web winkle. Is it
wine
web store? Yeah. Web winkle. and I make my own wines in South Africa, Skaap. It's close to Stellenbosch, Somerset West. There's a very nice round table in Somerset West.
Also in Stellenbosch, because I'm 65 and they are also 65.
It's in Stellenbosch, yes. Yeah, great. Well, I make Skaap wines. It's on the Skaap Mountain, close to Sherlock's Pass. Very interesting wines, and we donate some money we afford of the wines to a local village over there. That's me. I was tabler. I'm now 44. I was tabler since I was 28, and I did the district and I did national board. I was the PR guy. I made the magazines. Didn't make the podcast because it was not didn't exist.
It's only episode 4.
But magazines, social media, Facebook, Twitter.
Great. Well, thank you. Good to have you here on your own table. Joost.
Yes, good evening. Joost van Velsen, Roundtable of Laardingen, tabling for 10 years. And before that, I already had a girlfriend, now my wife, Mandy. I have two children, third coming. And I table since 2014, been 2 years as the area chairman, then 2 years of national secretary. Now my second year as CE secretary. And I'm very happy to be here. And I try to do my best to speak the most spoken language of the whole world, bad English.
Yeah. Very good. English with a little twist of Vlaardingen.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. The best English there is. You said it's your second year as CEE chairman.
Correct.
You have to quit after this year, or how does it work at the CEE?
The current way of employment is if you put up your hand and you say, I want to do another year, it's possible. There's also a possibility other people want to sit in your chair, and then you have to negotiate or vote or just see what's happening. And I was always open-minded for every function in the board because I want to have the experience from the CE regions, mm-hmm. want to talk with other tablers, others than the board members.
Yeah.
And that's way opened for me when I said, well, I'd be the secretary. If I should do Table World, I'll do Table World. If I do something else, I will do something else.
Yeah.
So for the third year, I can already announce you that I will be the pro.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh. Great job.
Congratulations.
Very professional, I said myself. Yeah. Because it's a good way for me to learn more skills.
Yeah.
One of the ways and reasons why I should join Table is, of course, learn more, do more. But if you learn enough from your own country, it's very interesting to learn from other countries.
Yeah. So we have to do a CE podcast then next season.
I'm open-minded.
Very good.
Of course we do.
There is a TikTok, I think, for Roundtable International.
Oh, that could be.
Yeah, I think there's TikTok. And they in South Africa, there are a lot of tablers on TikTok.
Yeah, it's very funny to see the movies and to see each culture. But like I've said in other podcasts, it's all about meeting old friends for the first time.
Yeah.
And all those movies are the starting of an adventure, and just hop on, take the bus, and join the club.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go. Yes, I think we are doing this in English because the world meeting is going to Maastricht this year.
And when will it happen?
It will happen in the third week of September. And tickets are ticket sales are open.
Can you explain what it is, the world meeting?
Yes, I can, but maybe Joost can do that better.
Well, it's the official meeting for the RTI. And all countries are already invited.
It's like the AGM for...
AGM XXL.
International yeah. table.
Yes.
And how many did you visit?
8 or 9.
8 or 9?
Yes.
World meetings.
Yes, I've been a lot of places.
Okay. And even you're asking all my questions, so continue, Rutger.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's great.
How many world meetings did you visit?
And none. So
none.
One
and you're 8 or 9. Unbelievable.
Yes. Yeah. And you?
Yeah, I
on only one. I went to Tallinn. It was in 2017. Was you there?
Tallinn, I had skipped because the
that was so the great. That was the most greatest world meeting ever.
They always tell me when I'm not there. Yeah, you miss nothing except this picture.
I have to be. It was really one of the greatest Tabler traveling in my history. It was so great to see so many people from all over the world.
I really think that it's also for the people from the Netherlands who are listening. It's such a great opportunity to have a world meeting in your own back garden, because after all, Limburg is our back garden. It's not our home, but Maastricht is for. A large part of Germany, a large part of the Netherlands, Belgium, Luxembourg, and France. It's only 2 to 3 hour drive. So it's really a chance to, what you said, to have that experience. So maybe you can tell more about that. But the first thing, are you going to Maastricht, guys?
Is this a question?
This is a question.
Of course. I will only have to tell my wife, but I will go.
When it's so close, and of course I'm now 44, so yeah, I'm not a Tabler officially anymore. But when it's so close, that's an opportunity I have to take.
I imagine. And I've never seen a world meeting, so I'm really curious what's happening over there, and I'm also trying to take podcast episodes over there because I think it's a chance to invite people from all over the world to have a say, like we are doing now in a wine shop in Huizen. It can be that simple. So good to have you there. Is it really as great as they say it is?
Yes, it's like bachelor party meets serious networking meets serious evenings with perfect galas. Just that one story, the one opportunity in your life where you said it was like 2 hour drive. There's no good reason to not go to. Yeah. And you already knew it for a year before, so now you have still a half year.
Yeah.
Visit, book and go. And if you are capable of using travel funds, friends, carpooling, it's something you will never forget, because they're over there, they're like 1500, 2000, maybe 3000 Tablers from all over the world. And one of the nicest things, and in my experience, the nicest stuff to learn from other countries is the Nations Night. You enter a hall and you see all kind of square tables.
Yeah, it was the most great night.
And you're standing there in front of a country like Iceland. And they have typically Icelandic wine and scotch and beers and also all kind of foods.
Yeah.
And then they say, yeah, you should try this. And then you eat it because you think, okay, it sounds good. It tastes, what is it?
What
really?
Was it?
And then you ask I taste? And then he said, this was shark.
Shark, yeah.
I said, the left one or the right one? No, the right one, that's fermented. And they're like,
raw shark.
Okay, so really? I can tell now at home, I eat raw shark and fermented fish.
Sashimi shark.
And that's one of the reasons why the Nations Night is so good. And because you learn a lot of you don't want to learn, but also you're going to make new friends. Because every table you visit there, and you can visit easily 50 tables in the evening, you can share pins. And every pin has its own story because it's your pin from your country. And when you come home after months and months, you look at that pin and like, oh, that was that dude from the shark. Terrible meat, but he was fun.
Yeah.
It's perfect. It's all about memories, creating memories. It is.
Great. Something to add?
Well, yeah, I was also thinking about Iceland with the shark. It was in Tallinn in Estonia. I remember India, and it was so spicy, so extremely spicy. I eat there. It was like the pepper, the most extreme pepper I ever eat. Yeah, and
that's maybe a normal dish for them.
Yeah, and they were laughing, and we did with the Netherlands. We did ketel one, and the haring. Yeah,
but is it also worth? You talked about if it's only a couple of hour drive, but if you're living in New Zealand and you have to fly for 14 hours, 15 hours, 20
but
hours,
you can't do it 8 or 9 times in your table or life. I think that's impossible. But yeah,
if you can.
Let's say you want to visit Europe, then you will be in the central heart of Europe now. Yeah. So you're in Maastricht, and then you can do your road show, your road tour around all other countries, because you can easily combine it with your holidays.
Yeah. Yeah, in 2 or 3 days, you have seen the Netherlands, Belgium, Luxembourg, Germany, maybe France. Yeah. Okay.
Amsterdam.
So, Amsterdam, of course. Okay. Before we continue about the world meeting, which is really important for this year, I have some statements for you.
Oh,
so you can answer yes or no, or just you have to choose one of the two. Okay,
all right.
Let's start.
Face off.
Okay, they're putting the sunglasses of Roundtable the Netherlands on.
We just received it. Very beautiful.
Yeah. You only can get them. Also the sunscreen, if you're going to our AGM in Curaçao, or if you're going to visit Maastricht, the world meeting.
Right now I make a picture, we put it on the Instagram.
Yes.
So follow the Roundtable Netherlands on Instagram.
Yes, of course. And if you see it, tag it. And if you are in Maastricht, you will get sunglasses for free. Okay. Guys, tabling. Friendship or service?
Friendship.
Friendship.
Okay. Well, the same. Okay. Local or international tabling?
Local.
Local.
Yes, but okay. Yeah,
absolutely. International, it's great, but the basis, it's local. Local are your friends for life, for a very long time. And international, you can create friends for life, of course, but they are always a distance away. But your best friends are living next door.
It starts and it ends in your own table.
If you say international, it's like saying playing every year in the Champions League. It's fantastic, but the normal base of your competition is always in your own country and starts local.
Ah, that's a nice one. And that's from someone who supports Feyenoord, so Champions League is not every year. Okay, sorry, we continue.
Last 3 years, it was easy.
Beer or wine? Okay, we're fine.
Beer.
okay.
No, absolutely. yeah, wine is the most beautiful thing in the world after my wife.
And children.
No wine.
No wine.
it's such a special thing. You can smell the whole world in wine. It's made by grapes, but you can smell all kind of fruits, all kind of flowers, all kind of wood or everything you can imagine you can smell in wine.
Yeah. What are we drinking now? We are drinking a rosé?
Yeah, this is from Spain. And there's no table in Spain.
No.
Not yet. But
there
we're
was
starting.
A joke.
We're starting.
I thought it was a joke.
No.
It was not a joke. It was on the 1st of April.
See, Germans don't make a joke.
Okay,
well, Mallorca.
This is from Spain. It's a rosé, but it's a normal one.
Not
very special. No.
Okay, yo, it's beer or wine?
Beer.
Yeah.
Every good story starts with a beer. And you can finish with wine. I also love wine. I also love scotch and rum, but that's a different story. That wasn't your question.
Okay, let's continue. Next one. Expensive, extensive dining or beer and bitter balls?
Expensive dining.
Yeah, go high coke for quality.
Yeah, dining. Okay, I agree.
They can. There are chefs in the world that can make more than the best food you can't imagine. I've eaten a lot of beautiful restaurants in the whole world, and well, it's impossible to make it by yourself. It's impossible to eat next door.
Yeah, it's the experience.
It's the experience. It's the quality. The where is the food from? Where is the meat from? How does the cow live? How does
Why I also should choose for it because you are really having quality time with your fellow tablers, not tablers, but the people you're dining with.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, if you take the time for an expensive dinner, then you also take the time for each other. That means you're sitting there for 4 hours having the good conversations.
Yeah.
And for the cheap food, you're already done in an hour. You want to leave. You want to have your beer and bitterballs.
Yeah. Okay. Next one, guys. Early bird and early bird going home early, or turn off the lights in the pub, in the club.
Turn off the lights in the pub. Was this a question?
Yeah, I have to be honest. I'm not. I not the latest. I'm not the guy who turns the light off.
You're 44, right?
Yeah, but I was when I was 35. I was always.
But are you an early bird then?
Yeah,
or sort of the party.
Yeah, I think I was always thinking, well, this party was enough for me. This is the good time to go home.
Oh.
And I was always happy with that decision.
But getting up early as well then?
No, not very early. No, no.
So also not an early bird as well?
Yeah, well, I'm just everything between.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good.
More? Do you have more?
Yeah, tricky one. Family or career?
Family.
Family.
I'm very curious if the RTI in the Roundtable International in my time when I was in the board, we have a rule. It was on the first place there's the family, on the second place there's career, the third place there is the table.
Yeah,
and so table is on the third place.
Yeah.
Reminded everything, and of course there are moments you have to decide table is now on place one, but the big rule, family is on number one.
Yeah,
totally correct. If you want to cook some dinner, you're starting in the kitchen, you have your gas, you cannot put all the gas on one plate for one dish if you have three dishes. So you have to make you have to choose. And if you don't take your family very serious, you're or in a bad relation, or you have a very good career, but you will end up empty-handed.
Yeah.
And the family that supports you also gives you the time to table. So number two and three for me,
You need behind every strong guy or strong woman is a strong family, I think, and also with tabling.
Absolutely, you have to talk about topics you don't want to talk with your wife about it, and then you have your guys from the round table that can give you advice about that topic.
Yeah,
that's very nice to have.
Yeah. Oh, good guys.
Mm-hmm.
With every
we are good guys.
We are
good guys.
Yeah,
old school.
Okay, I have two. I have two left. Flying on your holiday or close to home or bike with which car?
I've been to Nepal with the airplane. That was very nice. But on the back, I had food poison, so that wasn't that nice.
What do you prefer, the plane or the car?
Since my last experience, I will prefer the car.
The car.
Always plane, always.
Yeah? Yeah, me too. I really like to drive, but...
I hate driving. I really hate driving.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you go to your wine expedition then?
The most of the time by airplane. Yeah, sometimes really. I have to drive, of course. Hate something, it's not possible to do it. Yeah. But It's not my hobby.
Okay. Oh, fair enough. Hotel or camping? Camping is, that's English, right? Yeah.
Camping. For me, it's I really like camping.
Yeah.
But a hotel is very nice, of course.
One night. Have to choose
camping. But I have to choose camping. Yeah. Yeah. I like the social part of camping because you see your neighbor and you say, "Hey neighbor, everything okay?" And then it's a German guy. It's a German guy. You start talking with him, and I start talking about Round Table, and the German guy is from Round Table.
Really?
Well, it's possible.
Oh. I knew Barashun.
Experienced it.
Yeah. For me, it's also camping. I've been born and raised with my parents, and it was an easy pick about having 2 weeks of holiday in a hotel, or having 6 weeks of holiday in a tent.
Is it?
Because
hotels were that then, it was very expensive. But for my father, who born and raised in Rotterdam and never saw the border of the country, for the first 30 years, it was very easy to take the car and go to Denmark and go to Scandinavia and just see something about Europe. So I was raised in an Opel Corsa.
Yeah, okay, I can imagine that. But also, campsites aren't really that cheap anymore.
Not yet.
And you have to bring your own tent or caravan or camper or stuff.
Yeah, for we go on summer holiday on a camping, but we rent a little house, a mobile home.
Yeah.
And it's not cheap. It's around 1,500 euros a week.
Yeah. I think I prefer hotels, but I see now my second child also on the way, that you see also the downsides of hotel rooms, because or you have to have a family room or two rooms, or how are you going to fix that? So,
but how great on a camping when my daughter is 7 and the youngest is 4 years old, when they're going to play outside with all the other children, and that's really like tabling, because the children are from everywhere in the world and they can talk with each other. That's really great to see.
They talk to each other through a ping pong ball or a football and a swimming pants, and they go, and that's their holiday.
It's like drunk guys.
They don't
guys.
See the culture. They don't see the differences. They only see, can we drink? Can we have a nice time?
Drunk guys, children, and tablers meeting old friends for the first time.
Yes,
camping.
On the camping. Yeah, but so the children, they really meet old friends for the first time, maybe.
Yeah. I see that now in my son. We went with my... parents-in-law, to Belgium last weekend, and they rented some apartments, but it was on a campsite. So I was like, "Oh, okay, that's different what I thought," but it was really nice. It was just a playground, and my son is almost turning 3, so he needs help for every item in the playground. But he just walks on to some bigger girls or guys, and he just say, "Help me! I want to get on the swing, or I want to get on the slide," and they just help him, and I'm like, I'm standing there from the terrace. Okay,
they learn this quick English on YouTube.
Yeah, but he's just saying it in Dutch, and if the girls are speaking, it's in the Ardennes. So the spoken language is French over there. The language doesn't matter there.
That's great.
Yeah, it's really great. Okay, back to round table.
Last question, right?
No, hotel and camping was the last question. You're done. RTI Academy, you wanted to tell something about the... Academy.
Yes, since COVID, we have now implemented Table World in the Dutch, and that was a big success. So we finally had all the data accurate, and then we saw that we can track down all the tables with 10 tablers. So we started in 2021, I guess, with 35 tables that had less than 10 tablers, and that's a lot. And I was happy to continue the work of my previous board members. And I was also lucky that I can make my own commission, because I was the national secretary back then. So with Sjoerd, Ben, Willem, Marcel, we sat down together.
All Dutch tablers.
All Dutch tablers.
Yeah.
And they are all ICT gurus, and I'm just the easy Dutch guy. I will make the process and fix the problems. Then we said, if we do it the right way, we want to inform every table in the Dutch up front that they know that in 3 years or in 4 years, the membership dropped down till 5 members and they are serious in trouble. But we want to let them know up front, years before. Yeah. So one of those ideas we had to make a traffic light, green, orange, red. If you have 15 tables or more, you're green. If you're between 14 and 10, then you're orange. Yeah. So there should be something happening in the next 3 years, just that you know.
Yeah.
But if you're below the 10, then you're already in the red zone. Because if you don't, if your club is not active enough or eager enough to understand the problem, the legacy of your club will be dying in 3 years.
And you have that traffic light per year in front.
Yes.
So you can see if you are in the green right now, but you're in the red in 2 years.
Yes. So as group, we agreed on the colors and then we said, what's the max that you want to know? Maybe 4 or 5 years. So yep. That's what we have. And then we make just a drop down menu. Like if you have 10 tablers now, we know how old the current tablers are. So where are we in 2 years, 3 years and 4 years? Yep. And then we started to send them emails every quarter. In the Dutch, hey, you're dropping down in 2 years below 10 tablers. Did you know this? Is the information we have about your table correct?
Yeah.
And if not, please contact us. We can help you providing tips and tricks, finding new tablers. And that implemented in the 2022 year. And then we started making a notice that the number of 35 dropped down till 10 clubs. So already helped 25 clubs. Just make them alert that they have to find new tablers every year. So the golden rule is take 2 tablers every year, then there's no problem. And if you're around 10 till 15 tablers, you're serious for the next years. But just that you know, if you just add 2 tablers every year in 4 or 5 years, you're good.
Yeah.
So when we noticed that that was working, we were talking with those tables like, hey, you're below 10, what's the problem? And then the tables that weren't that active in communication, I will say very nicely. They don't answer WhatsApps, they don't answer emails, they don't pick up the phone. They got 4 meals a year and they got annoyed and said, hey, why are you mailing me? We know we have a problem. What's your fix then? And then we send in the chairman and the problem was fixed. Because we have first time we had made contact after years of no contact. And we can also told them, like, these are our 20 tips and tricks about finding new tablers, new club culture, reschedule your program, maybe thinking about other ideas to make the club active again. And that's how we, this for this year, that will end in June for us. For the AGM, we have 5 tables left with less than 10 tablers. And all the others are fixed.
It's really working.
It's really working. Yeah. And we implement that by the CEE board to other countries to receive all their tips and tricks. And there was also in the last CEE meeting in Ghent, where we collect more IDs. And then we implemented with RTIBI, this, the UK.
Yeah.
And they make their own twist on it. And they just informed one area, make it very active on Facebook. And those guys just went active with a good program and telling really good what the program is. So you meet each other every month. Every 2 months you have a Friday night out. You're doing good stuff for the majority. But also you're learning a lot from each other. And that's how they raised more than 200 new tablers for one area.
Yeah.
So the numbers were losing, but their area was going high.
Yeah.
And that's the reason what when we said we should adapt this, adapt, adopt, improve. This to the national board of every round table. So we did this last CE. And now we're ready to lift off to the highest level, the RTI. Yeah. So we can inform 54 countries with tips and tricks and inform all those clubs with less than 10 clubs that there are other tablers ready to help them and inform them.
Yeah.
And I think this could be a really good spin-off for also raising new clubs because we're doing it all together.
Yeah.
And why not? Take the chance of learning from other countries and other cultures.
Yeah.
And if you do it the right way, you also understand why it's that important. Because you don't want to be that tabler who has to give back the chain and have to quit the legacy of 17 years of culture.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that. So you have to inform them upfront and on the right way, in the right manner, because the local club is always the boss of their own club. We will just give advice, but they have to act. If they want to act, if they don't want to act, we already know it up front.
Yeah.
it's also fine to know.
And so you really used your experience at the expansion committee,
correct,
in the Netherlands, and took all the information from other associations together.
Yeah.
And made that to plan really good. I can imagine there are people listening with a table smaller than 10, 12 people. How can they find this information? Also from not CE countries?
To have it from your mother tongue is the easiest way to communicate. So always make contact with your local chairman, and your local chairman can always communicate with the national board, and they have it. So that's the easiest way.
Yeah.
But to have it from your own language, to understand each other's culture, it's way easier. Because in the Dutch, we table very different than in other countries.
Yeah. So the information is in all the associations available, and they can use all your know-how, what you just...
Yes, they already got it by the email, all the national boards. And the second step is to make it also available in Tabler World. But there should be a bigger plan behind it. Because if we automated the email every 4 months that you receive the update, like your numbers is dropping, then it's also good to give them also the right documents in their own language. So if I make a top 20 in the Dutch, I have to translate it the right way in French and in German. Yeah. And that's a bit that the local board should do.
They can do better.
Yeah, and they write it better. So we do it together. Yep. We're just giving the basis information, and they have to make it better themselves.
Great. I think it's a very good way of expanding your local club and therefore your association, and then also RTI, I think. With more members, we can make more impact. So thank you for your hard work.
Yeah, no problem. Did you also know that the RTI board has also trainings about being a good president, being the right secretary?
I didn't knew that.
No. Or the right treasurer. They give all kind of movies, Zoom meetings, where you can join it, where they have Facebook Live, where you could just can join the meeting about how you could be the right tabler, but also in your function as board member, how you have to do the
if
best
I'm just
job
a
possible.
Normal tabler, 2 years into tabling somewhere, where can I find that information?
Well, those meetings are digital, and they should be on paper. So that's work to do.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of tablers, so this would be possible. And I can already imagine that it's already there on the RTI Tabler World documents.
Yeah.
But make it in your own language is maybe the hardest work. Yeah. But the information is there, the people are there. And I really believe if you're open-minded to learn, then you can do the best job by adopting the ideas from others.
So just ask your area chairman, ask your local president or board members, and just ask them.
Asking is always good.
Yeah, yeah.
The funny part is if you ask all tablers how the current table is doing, and the guys, there are 60 or 70 coming back to the table, and they're sitting for your standard evening, and they say, yeah, nothing has changed. It's still terrible.
It's all the same.
Then you know you're doing good. But that's also the fun part, because a lot of things are changing in the table, because a lot of went digital, but some things, some procedures just stay the same.
Yeah, yeah, I can imagine. Well, thanks for your explanation about it. And thank you guys for having this talk in English. I hope that everyone understands what we're saying, first of all. And if you have some tips or subjects we can talk about next time in English, please let us know. This was the fourth episode of Table Talk from Roundtable the Netherlands. Let us know your thoughts, and hopefully we'll meet you again in Maastricht or at the next Table Talk episode.